It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The El Paso community continues to grieve following a mass shooting at a local Walmart. Texas Public Radio's Lauren Terrazas reports one young boy is hoping to lift people's spirits with a little kindness.
11-year-old Ruben Gutierrez is challenging every person in El Paso to do a simple act of kindness to honor the 22 lives lost from Saturday's mass shooting. The hashtag El Paso Challenge has since been trending on social media and has reached beyond his El Paso base, inspiring people across the country. A photo of Gutierrez holding up his notebook was shared on Facebook and Twitter and lists examples of kind acts. That includes paying for someone's meal, visit a nursing home, or just write someone a letter and let them know how special they are. Gutierrez kicked off his challenge by delivering food to first responders. In San Antonio, I'm Lauren Terrazas.
In more news, New Mexico Congresswoman Xochitl Torres-Small says that the U.S. Senate needs to take action on gun safety legislation in the wake of the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. Fred Martino reports.
Congresswoman Torres-Small says she was heartened by the outpouring of support in the region after the El Paso shooting.
You know, my reaction to the tragedy is grounded in the region and community that I love. To see the way El Paso and Las Cruces, my home, have responded to the tragedy with sorrow and heartbreak, but also with a call to action, and with a call to action that is fueled by love, to respond to this hatred with love, even when it's tough love, for holding people accountable. It is grounded in this welcoming, vibrant community that shares a border with El Paso and that shares so much history and family with El Paso. And to see that vibrance is what inspires me. And I won't let distraction from people who are not ready to take the action that we need to prevent this in the future get in the way of the work that we're ready to do.
To prevent future tragedies, Torres-Small says it's essential for the U.S. Senate to take action on legislation that has passed the House.
You know, as a country, there are things we need to do right away. The Senate needs to reconvene to take up the comprehensive background gun background checks for gun sales and transactions legislation that the House passed more than 150 days ago. Legislation that I talked about on the campaign, that I carefully reviewed as a member of Congress to make sure that it was right for New Mexico. Legislation that makes sense, that is common sense gun safety. Congress should also work to take on white supremacy and domestic terrorism. And I think there's real opportunity to do that. I'm a co-sponsor of two pieces of legislation, the Domestic Terrorism Data Act and the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, which would provide resources to local law enforcement taking on this issue, require the FBI and the Department of Homeland Services to collect the necessary data on domestic terrorism, much like they do for international terrorism, and to create a center of excellence that creates best practices and helps spread that information to local law enforcement. So there's work that needs to be done as a country. And when it comes to our community and standing up against hate and recognizing that racism does not have a place in our country that is made stronger because of who we are, because of people who have come from all over the world to build a better America, to build better families, and to build dreams, to be able to say strongly that we belong here and we will not accept, we will reject this hatred, both in the form of rhetoric as well as these deadly actions, because we know that hateful words have deadly consequences, and we will stand against that with love.
Torres-Small adds on the gun issue and others, it's also important for the Senate to take action on legislation designed to reduce the influence of money in politics.
Well, I've not only co-sponsored legislation to get rid of money in politics, I've voted for it and we've passed it in the House of Representatives. And that's yet another bill, H.R. 1, that the Senate needs to take up instead of letting die without consideration.
According to OpenSecrets.org, the National Rifle Association has donated about $700,000 to federal candidates in 2018 alone, 3% to Democrats, 97% to Republicans. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.